It is. We're very excited about it.
You can tell I'm getting dated because I thought Gen X was the last one, but apparently I've been passed by.
So have I.
Oh, good. I feel better. Kids today are maybe not what we think kids today are.
Well, I think that's it, and exactly. And sometimes when we call them kids, they don't even like that. but absolutely. I've been working in this space around generational differences for the last 15 years, so there's always another one coming up. So as you said, right, there's Gen Xers, and then there's Millennials, and now there's Gen Z. And so they're born 1996 to 2012. And this past summer, had Environics conduct a survey for me across Canada, and we targeted those that are 21, so the 21 and under, and we were surveyed those people that were between 14 and 21 to get their insights.
Now, the previous generation, the millennials, they got kind of a bad rap. They were seen as, you know, kind of the ultimate in the spoiled and really, you know, don't have a whole lot going for them in many ways. But these guys are more like, you know, my generation, it almost seems.
It is. And I mean, a couple of things, absolutely. When we think about the different generations, sometimes there is a natural pendulum shift and a swing. And I think that's what we're seeing here with Gen Z. The survey results and what we've produced in our white paper have actually been quite surprising to us. They're bringing back some of those traditional values, as you mentioned. They want to be loyal to an organization. They're looking for security, right? 89% of them said they want job security. They want to be able to develop skills. They want to stay with one employer for a long time. They don't think that they have to job hop to be successful in their career. And they're also demonstrating, while they have a really strong optimism about their future, as well as sort of a balanced and realistic view. So they're saying things like, I know that I need to do what my boss tells me to do, right? 74% of them agreed with that. And over 2/3 of the people said they think they would feel lucky to have a job instead of having an employer be lucky to get them as, you know, as a new hire. So that is a real shift. It is going back to some of those traditional values. And there was a lot of negative things said about millennials. And in many cases, those are not fair statements. There's positives to all the different generations. But I think we're going to see a shift in the discussion and the way in which this generation is positioned.
And the question becomes, why have they changed like that? Have the times flipped back?
Well, you know, Bob, I think that's the million-dollar question, and we can't always just pinpoint exactly why, but I would predict and I would make an inference from this data that part of it is their parenting and the parenting style that shifted. So 59% of the people complete our survey said their parents are Gen Xers. Now, 23% of them are still baby boomers, so people have had kids later in life. But when you have Gen Xers now leading in parenting and guiding this generation, there is a natural shift in where millennials were exposed to that helicopter parent. You probably heard that term, right? That parent that hovered over their child. We're seeing that Gen Xers are drawing back a little bit more and taking much more of sort of a hands-off or free-range parenting approach is what it's called. You sort of insert yourself only when needed. And I think that may be one of the things. I think this generation understands that there are winners and losers, even though on teams everyone's gotten a trophy. I think that they're being prepared to enter into a work world with a little bit more balance and realism, and that may be coming from their parents, maybe coming from society at large, and perhaps a shift in some of the you know, the environment and the educational system.
You know, this takes me back to the old days where I say, you know, it doesn't seem to matter how much, when every new generation comes along, we think, oh my God, and we don't understand them, because that's the whole idea of a gap. But you say, don't worry, you know, when they grow up, they're going to be just fine. And it looks like these guys are just living proof.
Well, exactly. It's sort of that idea, right? The kids will be fine. But I think also what happens, as you said, is when new generation comes in, we sometimes automatically also put our back up and we say, well, you know, we weren't like that, or we were different when we were young. I mean, I say that. I think about that when I talk to my stepkids, and we have to realize that each generation is bringing a fresh new perspective, but we all have often the same core values. But we still want the same things. It's just the way in which we demonstrate those values that might be different. So I think the kids are going to be fine.
How are we going to maintain this generation gap?
you know, for as long as I'm working, I think, I hope. But it doesn't stop. And really, it's not about focusing on the gap as much as it is with our clients, is how do you maximize the skill sets of each generation, right? How do you draw on those strengths and then manage some of the clash points that can happen in our work environments, in our teams, you know, in the way in which we collaborate together, but really draw on all the strengths. And we have now five generations working in organizations. You've got those 21-year-olds coming right out of college, university, so those Gen Zs, all the way to traditionalists that are, you know, somewhat sometimes in their 80s, but they're still choosing to stay in the work environment.
And it seems that those who've gone into their 80s have more in touch with the latest generation than they do with the intervening ones.
Well, you know, and again, those may be their grandparents or even, you know, depends if they're still alive, their great-grandparents. But I think that we're going to see Gen Z draw on certainly the work ethic of the baby boomers, which was taught to them by the traditionalists. I think they're going to draw on the independence of Gen Xers that are their parents. And I think they're going to pull from the fluidity, the innovation, the creativity that millennials have brought. So I think we are going to see a generation. We are very optimistic about this. We call it a generation to look up to on our white paper, because we feel that given this optimism, that we're really going to see some positive things from this generation, and at the same time, a balanced approach.
That is awesome.
They have to adapt. Mm-hmm.
It really is. So what can a person like me do to try and learn more about this subject?
Well, we have written a white paper, so you can certainly visit our website. It's www.ngenperformance, that's ngenperformance.com/GenZ. And we've got a white paper there we've written, and the study is quite broad, so it looks at lots of different things as it relates to lifestyle and education and technology and work. So you can learn about it there. We have an infographic with some key insights, and we've got lots of data, and I continue to write blogs every other week on this topic.
Well, it's highly interesting stuff, and I thank you for taking the time to share.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for having me.